USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia or anyone else. It's for the American people. Fighting COVID-19, rebuilding our economy, reestablishing relationships around the world with our allies and friends, and protecting the American people.
President Biden's comments in Geneva shortly after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes it's Putin that got the best of Biden.
If Joe Biden had gone into this summit from a position of strength, if he had not extended a very badly one-sided nuclear arms control agreement with Russia, if he had shut down that Russian pipeline, we would have been in a much better position coming out of this summit as well.
The Dow losing 265 points on Wednesday to close at 34.33. This is USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
The Fed Reserve is holding interest rates steady.
The Federal Open Market Committee kept interest rates near zero and maintained our asset purchases.
Paul continues by saying the Fed is keeping a close eye on inflation as the recovery progresses.
Inflation has increased notably in recent months. The 12-month change in PCE prices was 3.6% in April and will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating.
A new NIH study says the coronavirus could have been in the United States as early as December 2019. The study, citing an Illinois volunteer who gave blood on January 7th of last year, and that led to a positive test result for antibodies. Based on that, researchers say Illinois could have been dealing with the virus around Christmas Eve of 2019. The heat is on for much of the western United States with record high temperatures in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and Nevada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Restaurants across the nation are continuing to deal with struggles as far as finding employees. Take California, for example. As they announced on Tuesday they could go to full capacity, some restaurant owners are saying they can't go to full capacity because they don't have the staff. Jasper Mirable is the owner of Jasper's in Kansas City. He tells Fox News he's having to pay people close to $40 an hour just to keep his kitchen staffed.
You know, we used to have sometimes 25, 30 people apply for a job a month. And now we get zero. I mean, maybe two or three the past 3 months. That is it. If someone was making $20 an hour, now these cooks are demanding $30, $35 an hour. And there's no way in the world our industry that we can pay those prices, those wages, without raising our prices. We're trying to stay open. We're trying to create jobs, more jobs. Business is good. Believe me, we are up almost 22% over 2019. So we need the employees right now. What are we going to do next year at this time?
General Motors plans to invest billions of dollars in electric and autonomous vehicles. The company saying they will spend $35 billion by 2025, which is a 30% increase from the original plans announced late last year. The investment will go toward building two new U.S. battery plants in addition to two currently under construction. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.